A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came to be through Him, and without Him nothing came to be. What came to be through Him was life, and this life was the light of the human race. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. A man named John was sent from God. He came for testimony, to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came to be through him, but the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, but his own people did not accept him. But to those who did accept him, he gave power to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not by natural generation, nor by human choice, nor by a man's decision, but of God. And the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us, and we saw his glory. The glory as of the Father's only begotten Son, full of grace and truth. John testified to him and cried out, "This was he of whom I said, 'The one who is coming after me ranks ahead of me,' because he existed before me. From his fullness we have all received grace in place of grace. Because while the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. The only begotten Son, God, who is at the Father's side, has revealed him." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
The closing line of the first reading from John says, "I write to you because you know the truth, but because you do," not because you do not know the truth, but because you do, "and because every lie is alien to the truth." So my brothers and sisters, Scripture says Satan is the father of lies. So every single lie there is has a demonic origin. Now I focus today not on the lies that we tell, even though of course those are not of God, but on the lies that we believe in. Because John says with the coming of the Savior, we pass from grace to grace. As we are transformed, as we become ever more united to Christ, we realize the uncovering of these lies that we believed in, and then we say, "Gosh, what am I thinking? How did I not know that?" I'm reading this really beautiful work, and I've talked about this the last couple days at the 8 o'clock Mass, on an Italian woman, young Italian lady who died a couple of years ago, at the age of 30, a wife and a mother, and it tells her story, and especially of the loss of her first two children, whom she brought to full term, and they lived maybe an hour or so after birth. This woman, she would hear people saying things like, "How could God do that to her? Why would God allow such a thing? It's not fair. She's a good woman." And she would say, I don't understand how a Christian could ever say such a thing. We have a Father who only knows how to give good gifts." My brothers and sisters, how many Christians have bought into that lie? Do you believe we have a Father who only knows how to give good gifts? That's scriptural. He could never do anything evil. He could never do anything to harm us. He loves us with a perfect love. But when a person starts to go down that path, "Oh my gosh, what is God doing to me? And why?" Where does that lead to? Frustration, anger, resentment, sadness, despair. I mean, everything that is not of God. But it all starts with believing even just a little bit in a lie. Or even just kind of opening the door to that lie. And so what John is saying is, gosh, as we grow in faith, it's like, let's recognize those lies so that we don't give into them anymore. I remember when I entered into the seminary and really starting to take my faith seriously, and there were sins, gosh, I got to overcome these. And